Jesus and Dying. This is Dr. Herbert L. Bailey, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with the Bible stories, Jesus and Dying. Did Jesus ever talk about dying? Did Jesus ever explain dying to the people who were coming to him to listen? People came to him and said, "Jesus, my brother is dead. Please come and heal him and help him. Jesus, why aren't you here? He is your friend. Lazarus is your friend. Why aren't you here? Jesus, where are you?" And so, Jesus, to demonstrate that the appearance of death was quite real, stayed away a number of days, even though he was available to go there. And the body at that time had begun to putrefy in the tomb where they had laid it. And when Jesus arrived on the scene, he said, "Well, how is everybody today?" And they looked at him and said, "Yeah, sure, our brother's dead, and you come, Johnny, come lately like this here, but what's going on?" And Jesus said, "What? Lazarus is dead? No, he only sleeps.
But then does my genius lie.
Smell it from the tomb. He only sleeps. But Lazarus, we know this is the reality. This is what is going on. He's dead." And the sisters and all of the community were weeping because they loved Lazarus very much. And Jesus, too, loved Lazarus as a dear friend. But he also knew that Lazarus was a wonderful opportunity for him to demonstrate that there is no death. And he told the people, "Do not believe in the appearances. Do not believe in what you see. Life is everlasting. We are here to live forever. We are here to live in our immortal bodies. We may move from dimension to dimension. We may move from plane to plane. But our bodies are eternal. Our bodies are immortal. Our spirit and our souls are immortal. But Jesus, Lazarus, is no example of immortality." And so Jesus, in his usual refinement, his usual understanding of what needed to take place for them to understand what was happening, he had allowed Lazarus to be in the tomb and to have the appearance of putrefaction. And Lazarus went in to the tomb. And Jesus went into the tomb, and he called to Lazarus. And he said, "Lazarus, come forth." And everyone laughed and thought, "This poor man has lost his marbles. What is he doing? He doesn't understand that Lazarus truly is dead. The obvious appearances are there. He's dead." And Jesus again called. And there was a noise in the tomb. And then, a few moments later, Lazarus came forth from the tomb, every whit whole and perfect. Now, Jesus said, "He only sleepeth." And he said this a number of times. And as he said this to various people, they did not believe him. They did not realize what he was talking about. They did not realize that he was speaking of the immortality of life, the immortality of everything. And you say, "Well, my mother died, my father died, my grandmother and grandfather died, and people I know died, and this happened, that happened, and they're not here anymore." That's right. You are not privy to the dimension on which they are existing. They exist, to be sure. Perhaps not with the mental remembrance of this particular plane, this dimension, but of the dimension that they're on. And they could be even on this dimension. That's up to them. Now, where are you? Where are you? What dimension, what plane are you on? What attitude of living are you on? As long as you're here on this human attitude, on this earthly attitude, this physical attitude, we might as well live according to the rules of this physical attitude. And this physical life that we're living in calls for, do not believe in appearances. Believe in the truth within you. Jesus taught this so strongly, and yet over 2,000 years, the message came down, and people still say, oh yes, your spirit survives, your spirit lives, but the physical body doesn't. Well, the physical body does too. Because the physical body is an idea, and ideas never perish. Ideas are never destroyed. Yes, they say an atom can neither be destroyed nor created. All atoms already exist, and this is true. And ideas can neither be created nor destroyed. All ideas exist, now and eternally. And we are of so mind that we want to say that just because our physical eyes do not see something, it does not exist. There was a little gimmick that was sent around by the email, and it said, look at this illustration. And it had a bunch of black dots around a circle, and they were circling the circle. And then it said, now look at the square, the plus sign in the middle of the circle, and what do you see? You looked at the plus sign, and you saw a green spot here and there. And then they said, concentrate on the plus in the middle of the circle. And when you concentrated on the plus in the middle of the circle, there were no longer any black spots, there were only green spots in a circle. Now, what was the meaning of all this? How does this happen? Did they change the colors? Did they know when you were going to think that you're going to look at the plus sign and then have that plus sign turn everything into the green dots? This happened only because this is not to believe in appearances. The illusions of what we look at change constantly according to the patterns of our thinking, the patterns of our mind. There's nobody who told anyone to look at that plus sign and see a green spot. They said, look at the plus sign and what do you see? And you see a roving green spot. And then they said, all right, now look at the plus sign closely and what do you see? And you see there all the black spots turn to green. You see, our mind is able to create whatever conditions we want it to have. Our mind is able to create any condition we want to bring forth into it. And as our mind creates any condition we want to bring forth into it, then that is the condition that we experience. That is the condition that we know. Now, what condition would you like for your life? For your body, for your soul, for your being. Jesus offers us immortality. He offers us not life after death, but life continuing. He offers us not the cross, not the crucifixion, but the resurrection. He offers us the game of life that Lazarus played to be dead and then be alive. But he was really only sleeping all the time that the light was turning from green to black to whatever. You see, the illusions that we have, the illusions that we live on and believe in, those illusions are ones that create our life into a most interesting pattern. Those illusions make us limited in every possible way. Today, we can start setting a new pattern in motion for ourselves. We can start realizing that life is eternal, and we live eternally. We can begin realizing that every single thought we ever dreamed of having, every single desire ever in our heart, is a desire that we are manifesting right now by our thought about it. It doesn't matter what it may be. We talk a lot about stem cells, and we'll be talking a lot more about it as the year goes by, but the stem cells, the 100,000 of them that are born each day in the brain, are just awaiting whatever image we want to put on them. The stem cell, you might say, is like the plus in the center of the circle of black spots. And as you look at the plus, a green spot appears. And as you look more intensely at the spot, not super intently, just one-pointedly, all the spots instantly turn to green. Now, I would suggest that if you'd like to have an experiment, and this is not one that's taught by that particular creator of that program, but think that the spot is blue, or yellow, or gold, or whatever else you might like to think, and see what happens. And see whether you are the master of your thought, or whether you're just part of race consciousness that sees the green spot. Are you part of race consciousness that sees Lazarus dying in the tomb? Or are you part of the universal Christ consciousness that sees Lazarus sleeping? I would recommend for me, I see what appears to be death just sleeping. And the purpose of the sleep is because we had turned ourselves over to it. Now we can turn ourselves over to our immortality. And I recommend that I turn myself over to my immortality now and live in my ideal spirit, mind, and body and follow the teachings of Jesus, the wonderful philosophy of this most noble man, this most noble Christed spirit, this most noble being representing the God in each one of us so beautifully. And as we turn ourselves over to that inner awareness of who we are, miracles happen in our life, and the world is really filled with lots of wonderful, fantastic, glorious things. Jesus and dying. Might we call that Jesus and immortality? Have a lovely day, and know that I love you. I love you. I love you.